It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm Carrie Kaufman. Wisconsin is dealing with another round of flash floods, and it's still raining. This time the floods are hitting the southern part of the state. The town of Cross Plains has gotten hit especially hard with flooding on highways P, KP 14, and Airport Road. In addition, there have been widespread reports of power outages and damaged homes and businesses. Fitchburg also experienced road closures, especially around Fitchrona Road, and many roads were closed in Madison overnight. Most are open now. Here with us to talk about what areas to avoid this morning is Steve Davis, a senior meteorologist with the National Weather Service. He's based at the NWS in Milwaukee. Steve, welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning, Carrie.
I should add, Steve, that there is one person that is missing, and now that we've heard that this has turned into a recovery search, not a rescue search.
That's horrible and unfortunate. In this situation, I mean, this was a unprecedented flash flooding event for western Dane County. Most of the western part of Dane County got anywhere between 6 and 8 or 9 inches. We're even getting some reports potentially of up to 13 inches.
Wow.
So, yeah, we had a lot of water, and it needed to drain, and it drained fast. And it's not surprising that maybe some people did get caught up in that.
So this doesn't happen often, from what you're saying.
No, it sure doesn't. And we're actually going to have to assess this. There is potential that this rainfall amount, if we do see some 12 or 13-inch amounts, could set an all-time 24-hour rainfall record for Wisconsin. It's a little too early to commit to that. We have to do a larger assessment. There was some, as we know, some very heavy rain up in northern Wisconsin that challenges the amounts that we had here. So We'll have to dig through all the historical records and assess that. But we are approaching that all-time 24-hour rainfall record.
That's amazing. In northern Wisconsin, that was a couple of months ago, and they are still dealing with the damage from this. Will southern Wisconsin be dealing with the damage for a couple of months?
It could be. I don't know the extent of the damage. There will be some washouts. I think one of the issues farther north is the terrain is much steeper. So we had a lot of water that tends to get focused or channeled, and that can cause more widespread and more significant damage. Of course, the terrain in Dane County is a little flatter, so we're not going to have that kind of torrential runoff.
So what qualifies as flash flooding?
Well, quite simply, it's just too much rain in too short a time that causes flooding that could be life-threatening, and this certainly meets that criteria.
Talk about driving while it is flooding, while it is raining. What should we do if we approach a road that has water on it?
Simply turn around. We see too many videos of people in urban areas driving through flooded roadways. You don't know how deep that water is. And we see quite a few cars that get inundated by the water and they're stranded. Then first responders have to go out and rescue these people. If you just see water over the road, just turn around. Take a different route. It's going to save a lot of headaches for everybody.
So talk to me about what areas we should avoid today. What are you guys looking at right now?
Well, actually most of the western half of Dane County. From the reports I'm hearing, specifically in the Madison area, you know, the Middleton area got hit very hard. Highway 14, I understand, is closed. There are going to be a lot of county roads, the small country roads, that are going to be washed out and closed. The area would essentially be, you know, from Middleton to Cross Plains to Black Earth, south through Mount Horeb, and then actually approaching New Glarus down there, northern Greene County. It is a large area, so folks want to just avoid that, at least for the next 24 hours until daylight, and we can assess just how bad the damage is.
And folks who need to commute, what do you tell them?
Well, hopefully if you're in, central, say, in the city of Madison, the city got about 3 to 4 inches. That's still a lot of water, but it's mostly probably drained off. If you're heading to the east, you'll probably be okay. If you have to commute to the west, you may have to telecommute today.
And what are you looking at in terms of damage? I've heard in Cross Plains there were buildings damaged, homes, businesses. Are you seeing anything like that?
We haven't gotten a lot of reports into the office yet. I think there was a lot of activity yesterday afternoon and the evening, and I think a lot of people have had to rest. What's going to happen now is we're going to get a lot of rainfall reports in. The damage reports will start coming in. So we haven't really gotten that good feed of information yet.
And this hasn't happened recently. It's happened twice now in Wisconsin, a couple months ago in northern Wisconsin, now in southern Wisconsin. Are we seeing a change in our weather patterns?
Well, that's tough to say. It's tough to, take a one event or even two events and associate those with some sort of climate change. The climatologists will study this. They'll put it in the aggregate with other storms of similar strength and time of year. And from that, then we'll start to assess whether this is actually associated with climate change. But for now, this is just, weather is extreme. It has its extreme periods. This was just an event. These heavy rainfall events happen somewhat frequently around the entire United States. It's just very infrequent and in a very specific location. So it's not unprecedented to see these kinds of amounts, somewhere in the United States. It's just locally, just doesn't happen very often.
And where is this water going to go, and how long before some of these roads that were closed are open, and how long before we can get in and really assess the damage?
Yeah, I don't know how long it'll take to fix roads. That'll be for the road department and that sort of thing. All of this rain will drain into the, looks like it'll be the Rock River watershed. Some of it will go into the Wisconsin River. Ultimately, it will drain down into the Mississippi. But because the terrain is, fairly flat, it's going to take some time for that water to get out of southern Wisconsin. The one thing now we need to be aware of, thankfully, we're going to be dry for the next couple of days. Next week, starting, say, Friday and then maybe Sunday, Monday, and then into the middle of next week, we have a couple of weather systems. The weather pattern is somewhat active, so we could get some more heavy rain later this weekend and then into next week. So that's the thing we have to keep an eye on, because that could aggravate this situation, because the soils are going to be saturated.
Truly. Later this weekend and into next week. Right now, I'm looking out the window here as the sun is just starting to come up, and it's still raining. So how long is it going to rain today?
The rain is tapering off. There is the rain right in the Madison area. There is a band. But that will be moving out within the next hour or so, and then we will see a beautiful change. We're going to see dew points. Our dew points have been in the 60s and 70s for about the past week. Our dew points are actually going to drop into the 40s late tonight and tomorrow. So tomorrow will be significantly different than what we've experienced for the last few days. It'll feel much drier. So Wednesday and Thursday looks good, and then as we get into Friday, then we start to warm up a little bit and we get a chance for more rain.
So the takeaway here is, if you are in the western area of Madison or west of Madison, be careful, maybe work from home today, drive carefully and avoid flooded roads, and the rain is going to stop for a little while here.
Absolutely, that's right. Just, stay out of western Dane County if you can.
Okay, Steve Davis is a senior meteorologist with the National Weather Service. He is based at the NWS in Milwaukee. Thanks for joining us, Steve.
Thank you, Carrie.
It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network.